stay. Now, patiently I'll be brave. Now, as I make my way in, now, I'm from the cold.
Fantastic. Oh, they're enjoying so much. That's how, etc. They've even missed out on this particular number.
The actress with a better act. Making fiction seem like fact. Creme de la Cornwall, Sarah Huntley. Brought to you, courtesy of Southside.
So, Sarah, just thinking about you, and that's Tal, that's kind of, those are the kind of jingles we need to obviously to work on to start developing those things. I'll send the scripts down, the lyrics,
bit
magically sorted through. Sarah, what did you make of Stay and Tallulah Rendell's wonderful rendition there? No pressure, but she is actually in the studio.
No pressure, but she's, well, I can honestly say, hand on heart, that was lovely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You should have heard what she said about Mike Batt when he did a duet with me in the studio. It's unbelievable, but still, then, Mike. 7 or 8 years ago, we're still having to sort out the wombles. Anyway, any questions, Sarah, that you'd like to put to Tallulah, who, as I say, has had one heck of a day today? We started off the show by talking about her fun journey from Bradford via Nottingham, or Nottingham via Bradford, in which she dropped her favourite guitar. Favourite guitar? Was it favourite guitar ever?
Yeah.
On her foot.
Yes. It's real rock and roll injury.
Breaking her toe accordingly, you know. And then having to go through Middlesbrough Town Centre with a shopping basket trolley. With, you know, assistance from various other people looking at this wonderful, strange, glamorous individual. Trekking up to get
exactly. But that's the main thing.
I just couldn't get any more random. It just could not.
Toes can mend themselves, but how is the guitar? Is it all right?
No, it's split.
I was reminded, Sarah, of the time when you actually came up a few years ago and were in tears for about an hour, and it took both Malcolm Tomlinson and myself considerable work to actually get you back up to speed again. But we're all right now.
Why was I crying? I can't remember.
Oh, don't go there.
What did Alex do? Was he singing?
Oh, well,
thank you.
No, it's interesting to make me feel better. At least you're laughing.
Yeah, no,
but, and it's a very hot day here. I don't know, what's it like in Middlesbrough? Is it hot up there?
Yeah, the fire alarm literally just...
Quite literally just went off in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
It is that hot.
It's hot, baby.
Well, we know it's hot when it's hot in Middlesbrough. Goodness me.
Yeah.
Well, I loved your song then.
Do you know that song was written, God, about 10 years ago? Long time ago. Alex has got the whole back catalogue.
Well, you know, I feel it's almost... We haven't actually uploaded it. Strange stuff, I just realised that Siren, we keep most of the modern stuff on, and I haven't uploaded contemporary stuff on this. So Blind Like a Fool Absent, it's just as well you're performing for it for us later.
Wow. Mm.
Anyway, there we are.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Tallulah, about your tour.
Yes.
And how it's going.
Oh.
So at what stage are you? At the beginning, in the middle, or
the
or
end?
Nearing the end?
Yeah, we've been going for 2 weeks and we've done about 26 or odd shows. Three weeks. With me, Robbo and Russell, who's been doing backing vocals. And we've been doing 2 shows a day, playing 12 till 3 in the Cafe Nero's and then evening gigs or radio gigs. And it's been great. It's been really good. I mean, the Cafe Nero's have been a lot of work and it's taken a lot of energy to kind of get the place a kind of good little kind of musical vibe. Yeah. But they've been really, really... You know, effective. We've met lovely people. Lots of people have bought albums.
As I said, Tal, I was very impressed when 26th of June, 12:30 PM, Middlesbrough, 1 Wellington Square, Stockton-on-Tees, Cleveland. Genius. How better to actually divert the audience?
Yeah, it's under the wrong Cafe Nero.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
But aside from sending people the wrong Cafe Nero, they've been really good. And we've done...
Yes, but you've got that intimate contact with them and you know that what you can take away is when you're doing that song again or working on new material in a similar... fashion, that it was really appreciated, and you've got a picture in your head of those people that were listening to it, which I imagine must be really helpful.
Yeah.
There was actually a bloke who is one of Tallulah's biggest fans from the journalistic point of view who actually brought his stuffed tiger along today. I thought he was possibly, it could have been a possible stalker, but fortunately Leslie actually soon sorted him out and actually had a look at his tattoo as well.
No, Gareth writes for a magazine called Rock and Reel and has been supporting me for many, many, many years and has come to 3 of the Cafe Nero gigs so far. and with his stuffed tiger. And
yeah, you see that was what for me tipped to you.
He's got a bit
of a stuffed tiger with him
because the tiger, it's not a pet name. Because the tiger likes Robbo.
Yeah, this is he's on his third marriage. Let us say. As you say no more. That's all. You know. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
No, he's a lovely man.
Potentially.
I hope they give you lots of free coffees while you're doing this performance.
They do. They do. We have to negotiate sandwiches, but they do give us free coffees.
Yeah, well, there we are, you see. Big up Cafe Nero for the coffee, but perhaps the sandwich, different line entirely. Manchester...
But I wanted to ask Lulu what her main influences are in her music. Is there a certain style that evokes an energy level in you that you want to do more on?
I mean, with each album, it's really kind of changed. With the early stuff, I was listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell and Nick Drake and... And then with the second album, I was kind of more into sort of the PJ Harvey and sort of Jeff Buckley stuff. And now it's just, I guess, I mean, it feels like the music's just getting heavier and heavier. There's a band called TV on the Radio that I really love. And I mean, it's getting more and more energetic as I think I'm getting more and more lively.
It has to be said that Malcolm Tomlinson, who sends his very best wishes and still his abject apologies that he actually launched into an interview with Your Good Self by saying, Tallulah sounds like Katie Melua. And there was a feeling there. You could cut the atmosphere, actually. You cut the atmosphere in that interview. You know, we realised, we looked at each other in the studio. Malcolm looked down and said, oh, no. You know, it was a delicate time in our broadcasting hero.
But I got asked on BBC, we were in Bristol doing a radio show there, whether I was influenced by Katie Tunstall. No.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know.
Infinitely better. You know, positive stuff on that side of things.
I always think that's a bit mean. Because I think as an actress, the same sort of thing happens to you. People say, oh, you really remind me of so-and-so. And you think, well, hang on. Have I just become a clone of that other person? I was doing that.
Yeah.
At the same time that they were doing that. It just happens. We have a similar...
Well, I think people like to kind of put things in, you know, female singer who plays electric guitar, okay, that's
Susie Quattro.
Susie Quattro, PJ Harvey, put her in that box.
Exactly.
And I think it's just kind of, you know, the music industry is a very funny place. You know, if you try and get tracks on radio, they have like a little quota, there's five spaces.
Wow. It's just as well South Side Broadcasting and Siren FM support you all the way.
Exactly.
And my way non-stop, Tallulah Rendell Day.
A difficult decision to make, but in a sense, sometimes that's quite a good thing because you have to know what you're selling. And if you can't label yourself to a certain, even if it might be not quite the label you want, to keep moving on to the next stage, it's like with actors, what are you selling? You know, well, you're 48 now, are you? You're not a yummy mummy anymore by any stretch of the imagination. Are you this? Are you a young grandmother? Or are you... Yeah. You've got to know. I'm sure Mr. Thompson will agree. Actually, you've got to know what you're selling.
Well, we'll ask him when we next see him. He's currently commentating on a race course.
Ask him what he's selling.
Yeah, exactly. Great stuff. Briefly, Sarah, you might like to know the results of the voting for the favourite co-presenter of Saturday, the 25th of June. Telephonically speaking, were actually announced early on, and with a resounding success, beating Peter Franklin, Jane Clark, and indeed Alan Stevens, and into a cocked hat. It was indeed Your Good Self, isn't that right, Francesca? You said yes, Sarah Huntley. She's lovely. She's absolutely spot on.
Yeah,
so Francesca is very much on your
own.
Leslie, you said it's Sarah all the time.
I was a bit rude and silly. I was a bit hyper because Graham Harper was on it. It always makes me laugh. He's a very bad influence on me, Graham Harper. He has very naughtily, so I had a little bit more decorum, didn't I?
Well, no, Leslie, you were also very impressed with Sarah.
Absolutely. Yes, love the warmth and all of the good tips that you've gave Francesca, Sarah, so thank you very much for that.
Their reward is I've actually given a CD copy of yesterday's interview burned to them so they can play it regularly without having to deal with hassles on computers. It's all great stuff. Even Emma was quite impressed. I say quite impressed because it's difficult to know with Emma, really. She always do.
She's going to punch you if you're not careful. You better start being nice.
We're live in the studio there. That little feedback there.
Indeed. It's all
what
good.
I want to know, Tallulah, is Alexis going to do a little duet with you later on in the studio?
Are you now? Just one cornetto.
Give it to me. There we are.
No, I saw more Dennis Rousseff myself.
Did you? Oh, there we are. Yeah. I don't do Kafkans.
The begin.
That's not
second Inspector Clouseau.
Exactly, precisely.
Is your dog bad?
It is a berm, the Tallulah Rendell berm. Sperm has come through from Tolidorando.
Inspector Clouseau sings now. And what little French number are you going to do for us?
Oh, je ne regrette rien. Edith Piaf, the little sparrow.
Oh, yes.
Well, astonishingly, actually, we found out that Robbo hasn't actually seen the fantastic event that is the movie with Audrey Tautou called Amélie.
Yeah, I've not seen many films.
I haven't seen Emily.
many films.
Is it because Wickham doesn't have a cinema or something?
I have that as a hand copy that you gave.
Yes.
Have given that to me for my birthday?
I did indeed, yes. Exactly. You see, I spread the Emily word. it's not that, it's working on the Rendalians of tomorrow. Great stuff. OK, we're hopefully going to connect with Graham as he actually is on a train heading out of London to sort of wrap up this particular sequence. Sarah, any questions you'd like to put to the fivesome who are actually in the studio? Actually, to be fair, Emma hasn't said anything. She's just sort of sat and glowered at me for the majority of the time.
Can't say, Emma, are you there?
Exactly, is she there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
She is. Is it hot in the studio? Because we actually are having the warmest day in the southeast that we've ever had so far. This is the day of summer.
It's only... couple of million degrees outside, so...
Oh, good.
She's exaggerating slightly on that point, but never mind.
Yeah,
what are you doing to cool yourself down in the studio there?
What?
Are you sucking on your jelly baby, or what's happening to cool yourself?
We've had a presentation, thanks to Leslie and Francesca, of some chocolates which will melt for Tallulah, so they can actually have all the squishy chocolate on the way back to Bradford.
Well, Tallulah, I wish you all the best with your tour. I know it's almost the end, and I hope marvellous, marvellous things happen.
Thank you.
I just thought, I got my daughter to Google you, and she said, yes, I know that, yes, I know that.
Yeah.
So we want to see you at the Summertime Ball next year.
Amazing. This is what we're working on, and if Imogen Britain says that, then you've got to be there. That's
important.
Working on that basis. In fact, we should really get together and do another London gig, as well as the Matt Lanier thing. Manchester Cross Street tomorrow, 12:30 at 53 Cross Street, Cafe Nero, and Liverpool Whitechapel on the 28th of June, that's Tuesday. And then presumably, you have this little teasing line I noticed, Tal. I will be heading up to Leeds, Glasgow, Edinburgh in July.
Yeah.
Presumably, it's Leeds, Glasgow and Edinburgh, and you don't see Glasgow as a suburb of Edinburgh. Because, again,
no Stockton-on-Tees.
Well, you know. Those Scots could be easily confused. Great stuff. And we're still working on getting into Leeds. Well, they can.
Robbo's Scottish.
I know, it's
I'm having to hold him back.
Again. Sarah, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat?
I've had a lovely time.
Marvellous.
Lovely time. And can you say hello to Harper for me?
Oh, we will indeed. Assuming we can reach him, because he might be in a tunnel. You never know with Graham. It's a whole new world from that point of view. I'll tell you what, I'll let you make a choice in terms of Tallulah classic tracks, really, that we can go for. Wake Up, Black Seagull, Here By Me, Hope Tonight, Lay Me Down, Lost in the Morning, No Use. Anything spring to mind? Rest in Peace. That's a nice little positive thing, though. Good for the suicidal dolphins. Rest in peace. All right.
I'd like... Lost in the Morning, please.
You'd like Lost in the Morning,
Good choice.
Yeah. Any background, Tal, for Lost in the Morning you'd like to mention? Is it, another story of the satellite nav going wrong?
No, I was actually in between lovers.
are we talking Bristolian here? I have my lover over there. Or
my lover over there, and I couldn't decide which lover.
There we are. That's dreadful.
I couldn't decide which man to marry.
Oh, my word.
I used to go for wonders on Hampstead Heath and try and work it out. Decided not to marry either of them.
Good choice.
I believe that. Gosh, now we're all absolutely riveted to do. We want to listen to this one.
Sounds juicy. Actually, it's really juicy. It's not juicy at all.
We'll see you again soon, Sarah. Happy trails.
Bye.
Bye.
Days walking on your own, steps to calm your soul.
Of course, Combined Harvester were also keen on lovers and they're away. Our new combine out. I was talking about that yesterday. Never mind.
What are you talking about?
Bristolian. Lines. Right. In there. Fantastic. I've got a whole new perceptive there on Lost in the Morning. I was thinking it was a tribute to a Hawaiian show based, with an aircraft coming down and crashing, but no. Nothing to do with that at all.
No.
All right. Well, Jack Shepherd, I'm sure, was working on that. Okay.
It's the year Robbo broke my heart.
Oh. please, just let it go. Just let it go. You know, please, just let it just work through. That's the important thing. He's basing as well. You know, that's probably why he's on cigarettes. Never mind. I'll just say that. After all that stuff. Francesca, any questions you'd like to put to Tallulah? Life, the universe.
Who inspires you?
Robbo. Who inspires me? Without meaning to sound really cheesy, life really, to be honest. Just everything, people, places, music, films. I mean, it's just kind of...
I'm still waiting for an ode to the Midweek Drive radio show.
Alex. Everything does. It's kind of, yeah, an accumulation of everything that I'm experiencing, really. Yeah.
Emma, any questions you'd like to throw in at this stage to either Robbo or indeed to Tallulah?
How do you deal with mistakes when you're writing things?
Well, when Robbo does that, we normally kind of... It's normally actually when we're playing live. It's really funny, actually. Our band is fantastic. I'm the only one that ever makes mistakes. So I get really over-enthusiastic and forget what's going on. And there's always a look of like, what are you doing? And I was going to blame it on them. But mistakes when you're writing, I don't think you can make mistakes. I think it's just kind of, you know, little kind of pathways. You'll write one thing and kind of explore that. And if it doesn't work, there's a whole kind of multitude of other different places that a song can go. But normally with a song, it kind of just, it goes where the good songs, you sit down, they write them and they just kind of go. The ones which are kind of a bit lumpy and a bit crap are the ones which you kind of feel like you've got to tweak them and wrench them a bit into shape. But, yeah, the ones that are a bit like that, they just tend to kind of fall away because you write so much. You write so many songs. When we went in to record the last album, Alive, there was about 30 to choose from and we ended up recording 11. So there's a kind of, you really do nitpick out the ones that you feel are the strongest.
And then there's the back catalogue and the whole range of other material.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that wasn't just quite as sort of positive as I thought it was. That was better and so on. Fantastic. Leslie, anything you'd like to add at this stage as you've been the officially designated roadie for the Tallulah range?
Absolutely.
And indeed, battery purchaser.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay, Tallulah. So when you finish the gig and you finished all the travelling and you're at home, you're just chilling out in the bath, who do you like to listen to?
To be honest, no one. It's just nice to have some peace and quiet. It's just like...
Good answer.
Your ears get... To be honest, I mean, when Joe and I went... Joe, who plays cello with us, we went on tour for 2 months in Australia, New Zealand and Japan. And by the end of it, my ears were so tired because you've got every single night that you're playing. And the band that we were supporting was a big band as well. So there was a kind of 7 of them on stage. And so your ears just get really, really tired. So it's, you know, peace and quiet is actually like really nice. Peace and quiet, a good book, nice glass of wine, yeah, and a bubble bath.
All works perfectly well. I think we're going to leave an answer phone message with Graham because clearly that's what we're getting at this particular stage. And I know he'd be devastated if we didn't leave an answer phone message because so we can't leave these numbers for goodness sake.
Oh yeah.
So certain things we actually do. Is it? One. Yeah. Oh, all right. Fire. So. Yeah. Six, oh. Oh dear. So.
After the tone, when you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Because normally, Tallulah, this is the sort of thing we do with yourself when we kind of, you know, you've either been sleeping or we left a message or there's been connections there. But it's nice to sort of reverse the thing and leave a message. So what would you like to say to Graham Harper, who's a big Rendalian?
He's a big Rendalian.
He's a big Rendalian, very much.
Have you ever seen us play live? Mm. Would you like to come and see us play live? Mm-hmm. If so, we will arrange a gig in Alex's living room and then you can come and see us.
You haven't seen my living room, honestly. We'll get that sorted. It'll happen. That's the important thing. Graham, we salute you. Enjoy your time at Coronation Street and pity you're through the tunnels at present. There we are. That's all
bye.
We can say. Yeah, marvellous. Yeah, I feel as though it's helped him on his way, Tallulah. You know, in his own way, working his way through there. Sorted. Have you enjoyed your hour show with us here on the Sunday edition of the link up sort of show thing that we normally do?
Show thing, technical term.
Exactly.
I have indeed. Yeah, it's been fantastic. Thank you very much.
It's quite interesting from the listener's point of view because I hadn't been aware that Leslie and Francesca and Emma have all been kind of playing share the bottom cheek, you know, with respect to where they've been positioning themselves on shows.
And Robbo.
Robbo as well.
Yeah,
very
nice.
Very
friendly up here. Yeah.
It's a bit like Tour de France, except, you know, they have the razor blades that they sit on, which is great. Joe Hudson's been doing technical duties behind me. He's going to guide
you
through.
He's got his own chair.
He's got his own pilot's license, you know. He knows what's what. He'll be looking out for his other things. You're going to head off to the studio. Exactly.
Precisely. I've never played in a chapel before.
Well, there we are. You see, first time for everything. Brought another connection with you today. Sorry, are you disagreeing, Rob?
What you said?
No.
Never disagree with the singer.
Was there that time in the goth moment when you sort of said, Westminster Abbey? You know? Anyway, you'll be back again, hopefully, in the very near future. We'll be hearing you perform live, and Tal's Touring Tales, a whole series of new, wonderful podcasts will be available for download. Some of them already are, of course.
Yeah.
And we'll connect that going to the Tallulah Randall Joy continues. We'll see you again very soon.
Thank you very much.